Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and I want to talk about your greatest demon, and by extension, also my greatest demon, as an example that we can generalize here across many different cases. So what do I mean? I think every one of us has at least one major demon that we're dealing with, something that keeps plaguing us, something that keeps haunting us from the past. What is that for me? For me, what it was is reconciling business and the concerns of business and trying to make a profit with business and reconciling that with upholding a higher value such as creativity or beauty and trying to get those two to reconcile. Because when I got into my first career, which was game design, there was this big tension, at least in my mind, between the fact that on the one hand, I see these beautiful projects that I could be working on and creating. If only I had the capital to do it. If only I had the autonomy, the creative freedom to go out there and do it. If I only had the power. So for me, I always felt like it was a real shame that there's this beauty out there that could be created, but the means to create it, you have to go and really dig around the muck to get the beauty out of it. Because you have to go in, you have to deal with real life business matters. You have to deal with money problems, scheduling problems, hiring people, firing people, all that stuff that you don't want to deal with if you're a creative artist. You just want to focus on like the beauty of your craft. Well, you have to do it because you can't create the beauty unless you've got the funding for it. Especially with games, that's not something you can really do individually. It's something that you do in a large team environment. So you need to really get the capital down and get the business side down and the marketing side down. And a lot of times what happens is in that process, the business side and the marketing side and the money actually takes over. And it's like the value of beauty that you were after in the first place, it gets sacrificed. And where it should be the highest value and the money and the business and the marketing should be serving that, like propping it up, what happens is that there's an inversion and you get the business and you get the money, and the beauty is like it's somewhere down below. Like you lose sight of the excellence of the product that you're trying to create because it's all focused on cutting corners to make more money, or it's about the profitability of the company, or how that project fits into the larger schedule that, for example, a publicly traded company has, because they're not publishing one game, they're publishing hundreds of games, so they need to make sure that that one game fits into their overall scheme of producing a certain return for the stockholder or whatever other objectives they may have. And so for me, that was always like, oh, that was like a dagger in my heart. When I saw the business side overtaking the artistic side, like that was literally a dagger in my heart. And that's why I quit the industry, is because I didn't want to be a part of that. To me, that was just totally out of integrity for me. And I think that actually that's a big problem in a lot of creative businesses, is that you can get this inversion going and that you need to really put in a lot of emotional labor and willpower to make sure to stay vigilant and make sure that inversion doesn't take place. So for me, that was one of my biggest demons. And what I did at that time is I said, you know what? I'm going to quit. I'm not going to put up with this shit. And so I went off and I did my own thing with internet marketing. And there I didn't have the problem. I kind of skirted the problem because with internet marketing, I saw no beauty in it. I saw no creativity in it. For me, it was just a means to make money. And so, okay, that was that. But the problem was that I really kind of ran away from the problem. I didn't really fix the problem. Because the problem, in large part, stays in your mind. It's a mental shift that you have to make, right? These demons that we have, they're internal demons. And as I'm talking about this, you might be saying, well, how does this apply to me? Well, first of all, if you're a creative type of person, I'm sure you can find a direct correlation between what I'm talking about and the problems that you face at work and with your clients, with your business, whatever. But also, this applies to other demons that you might have, whether you have demons about your health or you have some demon from the past about not being able to get the kind of relationship that you want, being unlovable or whatever that might mean, or maybe some kind of demon that you have about how you're using money, how you're hoarding money or how you're spending it too liberally, or maybe a demon about family or something in the past from your family life and how that maybe is impacting your family now, how you're raising your kids, whatever that might be. The point here being is that sometimes we get these choices where we can run away from our demons and we can kind of ignore them, or we can sweep them under the rug. And, you know, I'm not going to say that you should never do that. Sometimes you have to do that because you are not strong enough to face that demon. And sometimes your mind and your body recognize that you're just not strong enough to face it. And then you have to go away and you have to build up your strength, go into training mode, train yourself up, and then come back and face it. You know, Joseph Campbell, in his Hero with a Thousand Faces, he talks about the hero's journey. And that's really what each one of us is going through, is this hero's journey. And on this hero's journey, the hero has some ideal that he's fighting for, but he's faced with obstacles. And Joseph Campbell calls them threshold guardians. And these are the things that you run up against that are really like serious roadblocks and make you seriously doubt whether you're going to be able to go through on whatever it is that you were trying to achieve. And so that roadblock, that threshold guardian, can take the shape of many different things. It could be lack of finances, running out of money when you're starting a business, or it could be that killer craving for chocolate that you get or ice cream when you're on like a 30-day diet and you're trying to maintain a clean diet for 30 days, and then on that last day you get that big craving and you can't resist and you succumb to it, right? That's a threshold guardian. That's keeping you from achieving your weight goal. Or maybe you've got some sort of threshold guardian with people. Maybe there's a person in your life that's holding you back. Or maybe there's someone in your life telling you that you can't. Maybe your parents told you that you can't do that, you can't do this, you're not capable, you're not going to be smart enough, you don't have the skills, you're too crazy, it's too risky. So maybe there's someone just feeding you with disempowering beliefs and different disempowering thoughts. And so you have to somehow counteract that, circumvent that in order to get through. Otherwise, you're going to stay stuck. So we always have these kind of moments. And, you know, you don't know if you can surmount that threshold. Not always will you surmount it. Sometimes you get defeated by that guardian, and what you do is you have to go back, kind of lick your wounds, rethink your approach, train yourself up, and then go back and try it again. Or maybe there's an alternate path that you can take. So that's what I kind of did, is I went on an alternate path. But you got to realize, and this is what I just realized today, is that like now this thing is creeping back up for me. Because now I'm starting a new business with this personal development stuff that I'm doing with actualize.org, and I'm starting to see again this tension, because now this is something again that I really care about, so I see the beauty in it, and the higher value here is to produce amazing content, and just if I could just like produce amazing content and have it spread itself, like that would be awesome. I could focus all my energy on that, and that would be upholding this like pristine ideal value of beauty and excellence that I'm going for. On the other hand, then I see the nitty-gritty of what has to happen for that beauty to actually shine through. For these videos to go out there and to become popular and become successful, and to the site to become profitable and to self-sustainable, for that to happen, I have to worry about the marketing side and the business side. And lately what I've been doing is I've been focusing so much on the marketing side and the business side, and starting to get the same worries that I was getting 5 years ago when I was getting into game design. It's the same problem basically creeping back up, because I never really dealt with it in the first place. I just kind of changed directions. So now I'm running up against it here, because now it's like, well, if I'm putting all my time into the marketing in the business, I might have to cut corners and sacrifice on the quality of what I'm producing. I don't want to do that. That would be an inversion of what I'm going after. On the other hand, I can't just be focusing only on the beauty and the quality of the product, because you can create an amazing product and then nobody is going to know about it, and I don't want that to happen. I've been down that road before in the past with various projects. So I recognize the importance of the marketing. It's making that thing balance out that's tricky. And I'm starting to realize that this is something I still have to work through internally. Because no matter where I'm going to go, even if I quit this endeavor and I go do something else, I can see that because I do have this value of upholding beauty and excellence and producing really high quality material, it's always going to be a problem no matter where I go, no matter what business or career I'm in. There's always going to be a problem between that and then the kind of nitty-gritty, get your hands in the mud aspects of business and marketing that I'm going to have to deal with. There's going to be money issues that I have to deal with. There's going to be maybe hiring issues, partnering up with other people and getting relationships into place, all of that. And I need to figure that out for myself. So that's something I'm still working on. That's one of my biggest demons. So in conclusion, what I want for you is to take this example and say, what can I draw from this and What is your biggest demon right now? Think about that and think about where you've been avoiding it. And sometimes it's okay to avoid it, but you don't want to avoid it for too long, or you don't want to turn away from it too many times. You have to avoid strategically. If there's a strategic reason for you to avoid something right now, then that's fine. But I don't want you to use that as an excuse and to just like settle into your comfort zone now and say that you're never going to come back to it. Because chances are that this thing is going to come back and it's going to bite you in the ass again and again and again. And if you think that just because right now you can stick your head in the sand like an ostrich, that you can do that for the rest of your life, no, you're not going to be able to do that. At least you're not going to be able to do that and stay fulfilled at any kind of reasonable level. You're not going to be happy because you're going to know that you're out of integrity with what you want to pursue. I think this is one of the challenges of living to your full potential and living a really charged kind of life, is that you have to tackle these obstacles. Sometimes they're really big, and they require real mental shifts, real changes to your mental model of the world, because you have a mental model of how you think the world works, how things should be, how your values are, and that thing is going to have to change. You're going to literally have to evolve into a new you. Your ego is going to have to take some bruises to get you to that next level. And I don't want you to be putting that off too long, because sometimes you tend to put it off and then you sweep it under the rug for too long. It becomes really difficult. You procrastinate on it and you lose years of your life not living the kind of life that you want, not getting the kind of results that you want, right? And you're really kidding yourself if you think that you're going to have a happy life if you're going to just forget about that, if you're just going to brush it under the rug. It's not going to happen. It's not. What's going to happen is that you're going to keep hitting your head against the wall again and again and again and again. Maybe let's say I didn't figure this problem out with the business and the beauty thing. If I didn't figure that out right now, then I would probably really hurt my business. And then eventually, maybe I would quit the business. And then maybe a few years later, I would have to like start a new business or go work for somebody else or do whatever to make money. And eventually, I would run into that same problem again. And so I would have wasted a couple of years, killed a good project by avoiding that. And that would be me kidding myself. Because right now it's kind of easy to say, oh, you know, I can just like put that off. I don't need to deal with it. But no, I have to deal with it to move on to the next level for me. So I want you to figure out what is it that you need to deal with that can get you to the next level for you. And get really serious with yourself. See yourself. I want you to picture this. Like fast forward 10, 20 years and picture yourself hitting your head against that wall again and again and again against this problem. You're doing it. Because you didn't fix it. And so stack up all the pain that you're going to get from that and all the potential that you're sacrificing and leaving on the table over the course of the next 10, 20 years and weigh that against the pain of dealing with this problem right now, right? The pain of 10 to 20 years is going to be much larger when you add it all up than just nipping this thing in the butt right now. So deal with it now if you can, if you're in a position of strength and you're feeling relatively comfortable right now, go ahead and do it. Fix it so that it doesn't keep haunting you, and then you're advancing to the next level, and then you're going to feel amazing. You're going to be giving your gifts. You're going to be sharing what your potential is, and then you're probably going to have some other demon that's going to crop up after that. But don't worry about that now. Focus on slaying one demon, one threshold guardian at a time. All right, this is Leo. I'm going to sign off. Go ahead, post your comments. I love hearing from you guys, especially on this topic. This one's really fascinating to me. And share this and like it, please. I want this content to spread. That's why I release it for free. And then, of course, go to actualized.org for more videos and articles just like this one. And also sign up to the free newsletter.